copy of God's word. I realize what time it is. I will not keep you long, but I think it's important. Due to the nature of what our kids shared this morning, for me just to talk to you for briefly for just a few minutes about the most important thing and decision you will ever make in your life. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7, it says, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to his riches, according to the riches of his grace." There's four things real quickly I want to point out in this verse. You see, salvation, as they presented in the musical and the Romans Road that Berkeley so wonderfully quoted for you this morning, the person of salvation is Jesus Christ. That's who Paul's talking about when he says, "In whom?" John 1:29, John the Baptist was there on the shores of Galilee and sees Jesus walking. And John the Baptist proclaimed these words. He said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world." Our culture would like to tell you we're to be tolerant and that all roads lead to heaven, but they don't. There are many religions in the world, but that's exactly what they are. They're just religions. You see, in order to have salvation, it's in a relationship, and it's in the relationship with one specific person. It's Jesus. He goes on, "In whom we have redemption through his blood." That's the price of salvation. Oftentimes people stumble over the simplicity of the gospel and the simplicity of salvation. You see, there's nothing you can do to earn it. There's nothing you can do to merit it, because Jesus Christ has done it all. And the only way that we can be redeemed back to man was the price that he paid, and that was his blood. Because you see, in Hebrews it says, "Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin." 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 18, he says, "You're not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold," but then he goes on and concludes, "but with the precious blood of Jesus." That's the price of salvation. The pardon of salvation is, he says, redemption through his blood. He said, the forgiveness of sin. You see, when we come to faith in Jesus Christ and when we give our heart to him, we have been redeemed, and more importantly, we have been forgiven. Why? Because the price has been paid, and his blood paid the price for your sin, and through his payment, we have forgiveness. Amen. And Psalmist David, he understood this concept in Psalm 103:12. It says that he puts our sins as far as the east is from the west. You see, when you're forgiven by Jesus, when you're forgiven by the Heavenly Father through the blood of Jesus, you are forgiven. You're made white as snow. You have a brand new start. Paul wrote it this way. You're a new creation. Old things are passed away. All things are new. Some of you who have placed your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, sometimes the old enemy brings up the past. And you go to the Lord and you say, "Lord, I'm sorry for that." He said, "What sin are you talking about?" Because you have been forgiven. You have been pardoned. And what word means pardon? It's just as if you had never been the one who transgressed. You're no longer guilty in the eyes of God because you have been pardoned. Lastly, the possibility of salvation. Notice what Paul writes. He says it's through the riches of his grace. The riches of his grace. You see, salvation doesn't depend on us. That's one of the reasons why when people get into the routine and get into religious rituals, trying to merit their way, trying to do good works, you have to understand it's in the riches and through the riches of his grace. He's provided it for you. Grace, simply defined, as unmerited favor. We don't deserve it. Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 2, "For by grace are you saved through faith. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. The possibility of salvation. You say, well, preacher, you don't understand what I've done. I'm here today because I have a niece, a nephew, a grandkid, a child that was in the program today, and I just came today because they were singing and because I wanted to be here for them. You don't understand what I've done. I don't know that God could save me. You don't know the sins that I've committed. Can I tell you what Romans chapter 5, verse 20 says? It says, where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. What that tells me is there's no sin that can take you so far but what the grace of God, the riches of His grace, can reach you. Amen. So the question is this morning, do you have a relationship with Christ? Has there been a time in your life where you've repented of your sin, acknowledged you're a sinner, come to Christ and say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner, forgive me of my sin, come into my heart and save me. As Berkeley quoted, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. In verse 13 of Romans chapter 10, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Have you ever called upon Him? With heads bowed and eyes closed.